Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm always confused as to what this Sound of Music makes me think of. I wouldn't say like a 90s like sitcom, but like for teenagers. Like Saved by the Bell. Which, don't ever ask where the origin of that saying comes from. Saved by the Bell. Old burial tactics. The bell rung, you knew the guy was still alive down there. Pull him back out of the hole.
Jeez.
What? It's not a boxing terminology. I could be wrong. But no, Royals and Yankees tonight. Gonna be fun. Gonna be a good night for baseball. Gonna be a lot of us out there tonight. I'll be out there. I know Alex is gonna be out there. Bob, you're gonna be out there. Cody as well. Everybody out there, I think Rob and Carrington are doing their show from the stadium today from 2 to 6 because, or 2 to 5:30. Vern's on deck show starts at 5:30. CAG's debut tonight.
That's right. Yeah, it's exciting. Everybody's going to be there but Mac, it sounds like, huh?
Golly.
You just literally named everybody.
Hey, you and Drew.
Drew, you and Drew going to talk about Trey Hendrickson tonight.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Break down the NBA game and all that kind of stuff. No, it's a great opportunity tonight for Major League Baseball, and it's a great opportunity for the Royals. There's a lot of, I don't want to say there's a lot on the line tonight. It's still June, but it's a good opportunity for Major League Baseball to show that we've got the two best players in the American League going head to head for the next 3 days, and it's going to be on national TV all the next three nights. And so that's good. I like the fact that there's an opportunity here for baseball to show off its two best players in the American League, maybe a future star in Jack Caglione, a great pitching matchup tonight as well. There's so much to look forward to. You know, it's more than just a Tuesday night game in June. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity, obviously, for all of us to see Jack Caglione for the first time, and it's an opportunity to see what he can do and to get excited about that. But it's also an opportunity to kind of lick some wounds. Like the Royals aren't playing great baseball right now. I mean, you lost 2-3 to the White Sox, and say what you want about them even being better. You still, if you're going to be a postseason team, you got to take care of business with the Chicago White Sox, keep those losing teams losing. Mm-hmm. And when you rolled in Chicago, they were a losing team. Now the Yankees are a winning team, obviously, but you go and take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees or sweep the Yankees and show that you belong with the big boys. That's a good thing. Fans are going to be, I think, in tune to this one as well, especially with the results. The naysayers are waiting for them to lose, and they can check out the years over and over and over. And we'll see what happens. It's a big opportunistic series, I think, for both the Royals and for the New York Yankees tonight.
Yeah, you're 8.5 games out of first place in your division.
We've decided that, yeah. You know.
7 is what the Minnesota Twins are out of their own division, and they're in second place. Cleveland lost last night. You're a half game behind them, but it's the wild card now that we're hunting, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at, because right now your wild card teams are Tampa Bay, Toronto, Minnesota. You are a game and a half out behind Minnesota when it comes to that record. They are 35-30. You are 34-32. The Yankees obviously carry a 39-25 record. They're very good. They do what they do well, always and often. But I'm with you, man. This is just a really big opportunistic night for the MLB, because you have Caglione, you have Aaron Judge, and Bobby Witt Jr. And you could go on all three of those guys and create your own storyline. You could have your own sort of, you know, Vern does touch them all, first base, second base, third base. He could literally do it on just those three guys alone, because first base could be, all right, let's get to the, you know, debut of the kid at home, Jack Caglione. This is a future face of baseball. The way that he is perceived, the way that he has been followed by local fans, let alone from national media because of where certain things are in the world of sports with baseball, with cards and autos and all this sort of thing, Caglione is drawing that. You can move on to second base and be like, Bobby Witt Jr., you saw what he did over the weekend. Two diving great plays. He hit a home run on his off day to basically win the game for the ball club. He is one of those perennial MVP every year sort of talents. And by the way, if you forgot, last year MVP 1 and 2 are playing on the same diamond this year. And the last time they played on that diamond was in the playoff game. And then you can go to third base and be like, hey, Aaron Judge, 396, 23 home runs, 55 RBI. He's minus like 1,000 to win the MVP, and it's not even the 4th of July yet. So there are a lot of different things that baseball could piggyback on. Really, I'm not mad if you go any sort of direction. I wouldn't even be mad if you went on Aaron Judge and said, this is why baseball should be fun. Guys like this still exist that can absolutely dominate a game back when it was fun to watch in 98, 99, 2000 when they're all juiced out. Or you could be like, hey, look, the Royals are a small market team, but they got big market names in Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione, and that's why you'll see a lot of blue at this game tonight. That's why it'll be a loud ovation when Cags comes up to play, because now he's home, and now it's going to be fun to watch because the locals get to see him play.
And I don't know if you're like this. I hope Judge does hit 400 or better this year. I think it'd be something cool to see because we've never seen that in our lifetime. And you're making a really good point there when you say great for the game, because it reminds me of, you know, 98 when every at-bat we were cut into during baseball games and Sports Center and whatnot. Now with, you know, ESPN basically telling baseball to take a hike, I don't know how much they're going to cut in and try to hype up, you know, the train for Aaron Judge to hit 400 as the season moves along. But I think they have to. I think it would be great if we get to like August, you know, and he's still around 400 and they're cutting in to Sports Center or they're cutting into other events. I mean, there were times last year that they were cutting into other games, other, you know, sports to show what Aaron Judge was doing at the plate when it came to the home run chase. And so I think that would be great for Major League Baseball to have a player do that, because it will force people to pay attention to Major League Baseball. But tonight, if you're a baseball fan and you're not excited about tonight's game or even the series with the Yankees, because for the first time in a very long time, we've got star power on our side, too, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see what the crowd is like. It's going to be a lot of fun to see Bobby and Aaron kind of go toe-to-toe. All right, you did that. Let me see what I can do. And I know you can't play one-on-one in baseball like you can in basketball or something like that, but you can try to be better than that next guy and see, oh, Aaron Judge just hit a home run. Well, I'm going to hit a home run. Aaron Judge got a double. I'm going to get a double. And kind of go back and forth, and at the end of the game, everybody's like, Bobby versus Aaron. What a great show they put on, you know?
And what if I told you also with the storylines that Vern will dive into at 5:30 tonight that the second best ERA on the mound tonight is 1.78, Max Fried.
Yeah.
Max Fried is 8-1, the powerful lefty for the Yankees going tonight. He's got 56 innings pitched. He's got a 1.78 ERA and a whip of 0.94. Noah Cameron will also be on the mound. He has an ERA of 0.85. He has thrown 31 innings, and his whip is 0.79. Obviously, Max Fried, a different style of pitcher than Noah Cameron, but right now you have two banging pitchers in the league,
yeah.
And that's a storyline in itself. Like, yeah, the bat powers are there with Bobby and Cags and Aaron Judge and Goldschmidt and all these guys that bring a heavy stick to the plate. But there's some dynamite arms going head-to-head against each other tonight that could be a duel to watch on the mound.
I mean, Noah Cameron, I would say, is probably the biggest surprise in sports in the last month. I mean, there's been nothing that's been, like, catching people off guard more than this guy, because we all had an expectation for Noah Cameron. It was not this. And if you say it was this, you're just lying, because you expected him to come up, make a spot start, keep you in the ballgame for a couple of innings, go back to Omaha, take care, we'll never hear from you again. This guy came up here and dominated. And there's nobody even in the organization that would have said Noah Cameron's going to come up and do something like this. What's he got? Five starts now. This will be, what, his sixth tonight against the Yankees. Well, let's see what the Yankees do against him. It's going to be a big test for Noah Cameron, because now there's a body of work. People have had time to study him. Mm-hmm. This is about the time the league starts to adjust to you. Will you make the adjustment back to the league? So I think it's a great test for Noah Cameron tonight.
Yeah, he's got everything he needs, man. I mean, he's so far, he's done everything right when he's been asked. I mean, he's like we said earlier, he's got the, what you said, Fernando Valenzuela sort of start. Yeah. It's just, it's nuts, man. Like, and again, this is another one of those things where it's like, hey, you want to be that next guy in the rotation? You want to duke it out with Lorenzen? I'm sorry, he got the White Sox. You get the Yankees. You're kind of in the disadvantage anyway because Lorenzen is the vet. You're the new guy trying to make your stake. You out there and take out the Yankees, man, you've earned it at yeah. that point. I think there's no way around it that he shouldn't be in your starting rotation.
No
and
doubt.
Maybe, yeah. maybe you have six guys, and then you can just kind of spot start guys throughout the season. Noah Cameron, Chris Bubich will be two of those guys that you will do that. Mac, it is 8:30 on a Tuesday. Let's get to On the Come.
On the Come.
So good you have to hear it twice.
On the Come.
All right, so I guess my name's on the top, so I'll go first. Mine is going to Vinny Pasquantino, who was announced yesterday the American League Baseball Player of the Week. The dude is absolutely on fire. From the beginning of the season where we were thinking that maybe he was worried about too much and he was, you know, trying to be too much of a personality and trying to worry about hit rate and ball speed and bat speed and, you know, whatever speed. Now Vinny Pasquantino looks like he has settled in, looks like he has found his role, and the guy is absolutely on fire because he was the player of the week in Major League Baseball. Not just your Royals player of the month or player of the week, baseball's player of the week. Vinny Pasquantino on the come on the Major League level.
Yeah, you're hitting 500 over the last week, seven RBIs. You know, he stopped doing the social media stuff and he got better. Shocker.
Coincidence?
I think not. Stop worrying about the stuff that doesn't matter and focus on the stuff that does. Yep. And what happens?
Because what's going to get him paid more? Production on the field or production on social media?
Well, production on the field, I would think. But you do the social media stuff if you don't believe you're going to produce on the field, so you have the backup plan, which right. I don't begrudge him at all.
There's money in both.
Yeah, there is. But right now, your focus yep. needs to be on baseball. Yep. He switched his and I'm not getting your playbook guy. These guys need to do everything outside of baseball, right? I have no problem doing that. But if it's affecting the way that you're playing, then you got to stop that kind of stuff, right? And so Vinny stopped, you know, with a lot of the social media stuff and being on TV and all that kind of stuff, and his game has taken off. And if his game continues to go like this, there will be plenty of opportunities to do that, you know, the social media stuff. Mac, you're next.
The Bears. Duh, Bears.
On the come.
On the come for me, the Bears. I was listening
to... Was this 1995, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Like 85.
Any year between now and 1985.
Ben Johnson, I was hearing him talk about body language and Caleb Williams and the rest of the team too, and how that was one of his biggest priorities of the offseason was we're fixing the body language of this team. And he talked specifically about Caleb Williams, called his quarterback out in a productive way, but just said, hey, listen, we're not going to throw a bad pass, or we're not going to have someone run a wrong route or have a drop pass or have an incomplete series or something and then throw our hands up or scream or throw our helmet to the ground or whine or run over to the sideline. We're not going to do that. We're going to put our head up, get back in the huddle, call the next play, second down and 10, let's go. And I think that from the get-go is going to, like, Caleb Williams has all the talent in the world. I think if you watched last season with like, clear vision and not trying to be like a Caleb Williams hater, you could see that this guy actually has a legitimate, immense amount of talent. It's just, can you hone in? Can you refine the craft? And can you get his attitude to a place where it's actually going to be productive from a 16, 17 game season and hopefully into the playoffs? I think Ben Johnson can.
I'd like to see how he does when he fails now.
And if that changes, you're about to see it,
you know, in an NFL game. Yeah, you are. He's just going to fail, right? You're going, everybody fails in sports. You know, it happens. Yeah. How do you respond from that failure? And the body language thing is kind of interesting because if he throws that first interception on opening day against, you know, whoever they play,
damn it.
Is he, yeah, right?
Darn it.
Yeah. Is he able to be a child or is he going to be an adult about all of that?
What color is nails going to be on the first week?
Black for your funeral, buddy. Let's go.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah, okay.
Needs to focus on the field, not his nails. Which his cleats going to be pink?
I hope so.
Oh, Terry McLaurin not showing up.
Boy, another veteran. Another veteran wasting $2,500 on a free vacation. I guess it's not free.
Yeah.
That's smart by Terry, though.
Yeah, he should be paid.
He should be paid. And he's got a quarterback now. He wants to stay there.
And he's got Debo.
Yep.
See, that's why I thought he would be there, because it's so new and it's fun now, and Terry McLaurin's been all through the hell. Seriously, that guy's been through the hell of that franchise.
Meanwhile, Daniels was like hop, skipping, and running to like rookie workouts. Like, dude, you're not a rookie anymore. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I think 30 teams are having their mandatory minicamp this week. The Chiefs just have OTAs this week. I think their mandatory minicamp maybe next week.
I believe so. Yeah, I'll be there on Thursday.
Oh, well, everybody's got their notebook out now. It's exciting.
All right.
Grind,
all
baby.
All right.
On the come, Mac
Friday,
Morey.
We're going to have a review of OTAs, and we're going to talk about Alex Gordon retiring a Royal, and the Sacramento A's are in town, and BMA's coming up this weekend.
Smash.
Woo!
Big day for
what,
Mac.
What yes. A big Friday for Mac. Woo. And your sister's getting married.
Yeah, buddy.
Is that still happening?
That is still on.
Okay. Yeah,
currently.
Good to know
yep,
it.
Yep.
Okay. Currently. Is there a chance it might not?
Well, you asked, so I guess so.
Wow.
I mean, there's still a chance Bob gets a tuna melt, but not likely.
No, probably not.
Not likely.
No.
Not as many with Polk.
No, Pollock.
Pollock.
Yeah.
Pollock.
Yeah.
Yes, Pollock.
Yeah, these. See, your mother liked Arthur Treacher's though,
she
right?
Back in the day,
back before it was Pollock.
Now here, great. If you want to really go down a rabbit hole, go down a rabbit hole for Rack's Food and look up Mr. Wonderful.
Kevin O'Leary?
No,
oh, okay.
It was his character for Rack's, okay, Mr. Wonderful, whose wife was cheating on him, and that was the basis of the ad campaign for that restaurant. You want to know why that restaurant didn't?
Damn,
Mr. Wonderful was getting cheated on by his wife. Went to Rack's for a 69-cent cheeseburger to make things better. You got to go down these rabbit holes.
You all act like that doesn't happen. I swear to you, there was a lady cheating on her husband food wise at Jack Stack because she came in every day, and sat at the bar at 3 o'clock. And would eat 4 or 5 bites of her food and would not take it to go. You know well than anybody, barbecue is some of the best food to take home to go. Wouldn't do it.
Oh,
would get like 4 ribs, would get like beans, cheesy corn, and would eat like 1 rib, couple bites of both, and the bartender would be like, you want to take the rest of them? No. I'm like, okay. All right. Let your husband know that your adultery of food is here. You know, like whatever you were eating when you get home, an arugula salad with salmon, I hope he's loyal because you ain't. Get one of those big stuffed potatoes of barbecue meat. Would eat like 3 bites, but take it away. I'm like, what? I will eat the rest of it if we were family
please,
members.
Exactly.
But yeah,
I'm totally lost in this story. What does that have to do with Mr. Wonderful
cheating on his wife with food?
No. His wife was cheating on him. So to cure the pain, he went to Rack's and ate like cheeseburgers.
Yeah, and this lady was cheating on their diet.
Okay, so that's she was cheating on her diet.
They were probably eating healthy at home.
Gotcha.
But she was slipping into Jack Stack about 3 o'clock every day, eating 4 bites of food, throwing away $20 orders.
I was going to say, that's a lot of money to be tossing.
Yeah,
like,
every day, Monday through Friday.
Like, yeah, that's
same seat at the bar. Maybe just a thing she does, but it's an expensive thing.
That's $100 a week to take a couple of bites and toss it.
That's like buying a pack of cigs, smoking half a cigarette, and throw the pack in the trash.
Hide it in the garage fridge, man. Do something.
It's hard to hide barbecue, though.
Yeah, it is. You smell that.
You open that fridge like brisket?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, there's no hiding that.
He's having grilled chicken.
Yeah.
He's having grilled chicken for the 7th straight day.
My on the come is Texas Tech. I don't know if you guys saw this story yesterday, but you want to talk about the Patrick Mahomes effect. Oh, my God.
With
Texas Tech University. Texas Tech says its fundraising arm, the Red Raider Club, will be responsible for generating $14 million annually to help fund its $20.5 million revenue sharing model. It is believed Texas Tech will pay its players $55 million revenue sharing plus NIL among all its programs this year, making the Red Raiders perhaps the highest paying college athletics program in the country. Texas Tech.
Wow.
Texas Tech.
Know your endorsers. Like that.
And
that's a good one to have.
And I'll tell you what, that's why some of this stuff is good, because it's going to make programs that have been dormant for the most part the ability to have success. It's no longer on the coach. It's going to be about the money getting funneled there. And if you want to have a successful program, on the doors of some alums and say, pass over the cash, because Texas Tech is now the highest paying program in college sports. Who would have guessed that?
That's nuts.
Who'd have thought a guy at BYU would make $7 million playing basketball?
Exactly.
You know, like, here we are.
Yeah.
Mahomes watching softball on a Saturday. Going to be watching baseball tonight. I really think he's there.
I think there's going to be a good contingent from across the street there.
Heck yeah.
And the reason I say that is because, one, there's a former Chiefs that's a huge Yankees fan, and he was there last year, and they were having their little battle in the in the press box or whatever, their little private area. I got a good feeling he's there tonight. It could be some.
And with Carl Loftus throwing out the first pitch, you want to go make fun of him. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah, that's crazy. Somebody asked on the text, the lady at Jack Stack paying cash every time.
Okay, that adds to the story.
So she definitely, was she a.
She's an older lady, though. She wasn't huge, like very, like, you know, slender, probably in her late 50s, but man, was definitely cheating on her husband with food. 100%, dude. Because it wasn't like she was going in there getting like a salmon salad, no. You know, eating the salmon and a few pieces of like the spinach salad, which is a great salad, by the way. And, you know, that I'd be like, okay. But also 3 o'clock, couple bites, tie you over.
But you leave a barbecue restaurant, you smell like barbecue, though.
Yeah.
Maybe she got that female Axe body spray in the you know, convertible, you know, whatever she's driving. But it was crazy, man. I was like, do you want to take this home? Because I remember the first time I ever served her as a bartender. I was like, do you need a box? Oh, no, I never need a box. I'm like, never. How would you tell me that? Next day,
she's back.
How you doing, Susan?
Did she tip well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, $5 on 20.
Keep your mouth shut.
More than 20%. Oh, yeah.
Did she ever say, I wasn't here?
Well, she started to love me because, you know, I'm just goofy. I was like, will you just, like, cut off what you're going to eat and I'll take the rest home and we can do this together?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're sweet, but I don't want to do that to you. I'm like, please do it to me.
No, no, no. You don't understand. I'm asking.
I'm like, please do it.
You're not doing anything I don't want. Well, I'm asking you.
I'm like, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to bring your food and I'm going to bring you a box. And you're just going to leave on your plate those two burnt ends and that potato square that you want to eat and put everything else in the box. It'd be plenty for me, man. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact.
Leave me alone. I'm starving.
Damn, dude. Cause like, I just feel like if I wasn't happy with the diet that I was doing, like significant other, we got to switch this up. Like, let's just get to something that we can each eat.
Like, yeah, we're doing this together.
Or maybe she's only doing the diet because her husband is obese, and the only way she could get him to do it is if she did it with him. And she's like, I don't really need to lose any weight. I'm comfortable with who I am. He can't be around this food. So he goes, if you do it, eat around me. If you don't eat around me, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But if you bring this stuff home, then I'm screwed. So there could be something with that, too.
It's like there's a reason why you don't have the Reese's peanut butter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or animal crackers at your house.
That's exactly right.
Nobody else is getting one.
Right. Like, yeah. And can't have them at the house.
I mean, I get that. I mean, there are certain things. I can't have ice cream in my house. It'll be gone in 2 days.
Get that Halo Top stuff.
All right.
It's like 400 calories in a pint.
It's really good, too.
It actually is.
It's really good.
Because I try, what is it, the moon pies or the moo cow?
Oh, like, skinny cows?
I tried that. Wasn't a fan.
Really?
It didn't hit.
I only had it once. It was okay. I have to try
it
again.
I got one of those like mint chip ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah,
I think
those are pretty good.
Yeah. I tried yogurt. Couldn't do it. Yeah. And then I went and got like a thing of like Brahms, like whatever, Bears, whatever it is. Gone in 3 days. Chocolate chip cookie dough. It was like I got infected or something.
Smash.
Get away from me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.